From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In Mali's capital, Bamako, the dead include French, Canadian, Chinese, and American citizens. Officials say two gunmen were also killed. Mariamo Diallo reports that two al-Qaeda affiliates have claimed responsibility for Friday's attack.
Malian security officials say the gunmen were jihadists who entered Bamako's Radisson Blue Hotel at 7 a.m. in a car with diplomatic plates. They took scores of hotel guests and staff hostage. State-run TV ORTM on the scene showed live pictures of Malian and French security forces who had stormed the hotel, escorting some of the hostages out. Mali has been battling rebels linked to al-Qaeda for several years. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb and an affiliate, El Mourabitoun, jointly claimed responsibility for Friday's assault. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Washington.
Thousands of defiant Parisians marked the one-week anniversary of the terror attacks on Friday night, many laying wreaths, lighting candles, or just standing in silence. At the city's Place de la République, which had become a central memorial to victims of the terror, earlier tens of thousands of Muslims lined up in heavy rain for Friday prayers at Paris's central mosque. Security was very tight. While many turned out to demonstrate, they said that Islam had nothing to do with terrorism. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for last Friday's coordinated terrorist attacks that killed 130, wounded more than 350. Meanwhile, the manhunt continues for at least one suspected terrorist who is on the run since the Paris attacks. This is VOA News.